He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I never even asked you, how was it sitting in for me when I was on vacation and being Raven's co-host?
It was a bit intimidating, but I think I did good.
You did great. Everything I heard and I read and everybody that said that, you did such a great job.
I didn't break anything and I didn't swear, Anna, so I call it a win.
That is a win. I told Raven eventually when I leave him for bigger and better things that you would be a perfect co-host. You can still have a career in radio.
No. I'll just go to sleep at that point. I'll sleep late some of my days here.
Let's talk about how Raven's been behaving as a husband.
And I'm super exhausted because, like, I don't know what he's doing. He's sleeping weird and he's, like, taking up the whole bed. And I wake up in the middle of the night when I roll over and he's, like, mouth breathing in my face. He's, like, on my pillow. I don't know what's going on. I'm so tired. I already don't sleep and he's making it worse.
What's happening?
I'm just trying to get closer to my wife. I'm trying to be.
Yeah, but
more...
It's not like you're snuggling. You're like all the way to the edge of your pillow, on my pillow, like breathing in my face.
Well, the problem is if I put my arm under her pillow, then my arm falls asleep. And at some point it starts to really, really hurt. And then I try and pull out the arm and then she wakes back up. So now I've got to try and like put the arm in some strange way that I'll be able to just withdraw that arm when the time comes without disrupting her sleep here.
Okay.
It's nearly impossible. So now I've taken up into this weird way where I like kind of fold up like a gremlin and that ends up with my face right on her pillow almost.
Yeah, I'm so tired. I haven't slept. Yeah, you need to stay on your own side of the bed. I'm exhausted.
So is you know what? Is this what happens after 10 years of marriage? There's no going back as far as if we've created these bad sleeping habits, we can't adjust them.
This is why my great grandparents had separate bedrooms. I never understood it. I thought it meant they weren't in love anymore, but they were so in love, and that's why they had separate bedrooms.
Wait a minute. Did you just open the door for me to move out?
It doesn't sound terrible. Like sometimes Dakota, my toddler, she sleeps with us every night. We're trying to break her the habit. But Paul, my husband, will pick her up and bring her to her bed. And sometimes she wakes up and she'll start crying. So he'll sleep in her bed with her, right, till I get her back to sleep. I get so mad when I wake up to go to work in the morning and I see that I was sleeping in an empty bed and nobody informed me that it was empty. Because I'm curled up in my corner like I'm always curled up. I had no idea that all the real estate was available.
Right.
You know?
So it's not the loneliness.
No, I could have been sprawled out in the middle of the bed like some kind of goddess queen instead of my little like corner, which I had no idea that this was all available.
Now, I'm going to tell you a secret. We have empty rooms and I will sleep virtually anywhere.
I mean, why don't you guys try it? Why don't you guys try for 2 nights not to sleep in the same room and see what happens?
She says it's a good idea now. She would never go for it.
Alicia, would you try it this weekend? Sleeping in separate rooms, and then on Monday, just report back on how it went, if you'd want to do it going forward.
Yeah, I could give that a shot.
God, I feel like the weekend is the worst time to do it, though. What if I wanted to do some making out?
Well, unfortunately, sorry, Alicia, you're off the hook. You're good. All right, well, what kind of grade would you give Raven for the week?
I mean, I'm going to give him a B. He'd get an A. It's not his fault. He doesn't know what he's doing in his sleep, or maybe he does, but he's been good.